Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. My two favorite seasons of the church year are Lent and Advent. Now, on the surface, it's because of the colors, royal blue and this deep purple, rich, full colors that come about in a time of year when there isn't much color out in the world. I also like them because I'm a bit of a contrarian. Christmas seems to start earlier every year. I think I saw some decorations out before Halloween this past year, and there was Easter candy out before Valentine's Day. Our commercial culture doesn't promote patience or the need to go through the process. Advent and Lent are dedicated to waiting and the journey. They each acknowledge our natural human inclination to avoid the difficult, whether that's just waiting for the good thing to happen or spending intentional time walking the path. To go through the process of Maundy Thursday and the Last Supper, the agony of the trial and crucifixion, the waiting and mourning of Holy Saturday before we get to the joy of Easter. I also like these seasons because they interrupt my normal life, because they're a chance for me to stumble over my faith every day. And there are a number of ways that this can happen. Daily devotions that count down the days, like the Advent calendars. It's 23 to 25 days in Advent. There's 40 of them in Lent. There's midweek services that focus on a theme for the season. And in this way, I think Lent is my favorite of these seasons, because Lent is particularly good at this interrupting. Now, most folks tend to talk about and think about Lent as a time when we take on the burden of something extra. We give up something for Lent. We beat ourselves over the head with a wet noodle, as I like to say, focusing on our sins and the ways in which we fall short of the glory of God. And there is certainly a place for that. But I've always seen Lent more as an opportunity. And that's the main thing I like about this season. And I also think that's part of the point that Jesus was getting at in his text today. Martin Luther would have liked this text, and I'm sure he did, because it talks about how we live out our faith. It warns, beware of making your piety into a spectator sport. The term that's used for hypocrites is the Greek term that was used for actors, Hippocrates, those who literally wore masks. They were two-faced. And they put this other face on to perform for others. The seeing that is talked about in this text is a seeing that is specific to spectators looking at a performance. So Jesus says, don't be an actor putting on a display of your faith for others. If you're posting online about what you give up for Lent, maybe how much you've donated to someone's birthday charity drive, posting the hottest Bible memes and doing so with the intent for folks to be impressed. If you do all that, well, you got your reward. Folks are impressed with you. But if what you really want is to grow, then just do it. Don't make a big deal about it. Martin Luther echoes Jesus. If you're doing these things to get brownie points with God, to get that gold star, or to impress your neighbors with your righteousness so that they will look at you and say, my, what a righteous dude. Well, if that's the only reason you're doing that, well, the benefit you get is the applause of your neighbors. But it doesn't do anything for your relationship with God. However, if you take advantage of this peculiar time that is the season of Lent, and maybe remove something from your life that might be at risk of becoming a god to you, that thing you fear, love, and trust the most, you can take advantage of this time to grow in your faith, to begin to improve your habit of praying, maybe to try a fast from something. Not as a form of self-denial, but so that you might better hear God, see God, find God in your everyday life. I know several folks, including some colleagues who announced just today, that they're taking a fast from social media for the 40 days of Lent. There are others who will fast from TV or YouTube. I know folks who fast from fast food or sweets, because it gives them a greater appreciation for the fact that it gives that God is the one who provides their daily bread. It gives them a sense of better stewarding this wonderfully made body that God has given us. I also like Lent because it's an excuse if you need it to develop these better faith habits. To try being more charitable in your giving. To try and spend time with God in prayer, maybe just a little bit more, even 5 minutes. To try and learn more of your family history by reading the Bible just a little bit more. I also like Lent because it reminds us we do these things not because they will make us more righteous in other people's eyes, but because they will draw you closer to the God who claimed you. They'll give you fresh eyes to see the God who is active in your life now, who is present with you now, who cries with you in your sorrow and your hurt now, who is present in the face of the person who is thirsty and you've given them something to drink, who is hungry and you've given them something to eat, who is in need of love and you care for them. The promise in the text is that when you do these things in secret, not as a performance for others, but just as part of who you are in this season of life, God will see you. And the word in the text is reward, but what it really means is something more like God will restore you. The payback we get is becoming more fully who God has created us to be. And what a great gift that is. See, I like Lent because it's not about what I do, but it's what about God does in me. But like all good things, it isn't something that you're meant to do alone. There's another reason I like Lent, because it's something I can do with others, that I could be accountable to others. It's like when I first started working out in college. There was an upperclassman who said he would work out with me. And because I knew Hedgie was going to be outside of my room at 7 o'clock a.m. every day, even on those days I didn't want to get up, I got up. Because I knew he'd be there and I didn't want to disappoint him. During Lent, we can hold each other accountable to these things. During Lent, we also take an intentional time to add some extra study as a community. Now, we may do this as a committee of the whole, or as small groups, as families. We may give us a little extra incentive to participate when we have those folks around us, and it's always more fun to do things as a group. I like Lent, because it reminds me that as a follower of Christ, I do live in a different way. It bumps me up against my faith more often as I take those extra 10 or 15 minutes to pray, to read, to reflect, to converse with other believers. It trips me up because I'm in worship on Wednesdays and Sundays. It reminds me that my life as a follower of Jesus is not a performance that I put on once a week, but is part of my identity every day of the week. I like Lent because my cry is often like that of the father of the epileptic boy. I believe, help my unbelief. And Lent is a way in which the seed of faith, which has been planted in me by the Holy Spirit through the waters of baptism and the Word of God embodied in Jesus Christ, is strengthened and grows. I like Lent because it's an intentional time to stop and ponder and think about who I am in relationship to God and to others, about the ways in which I have not lived up to the fullness of who God has created me to be, or who I might want to be, to admit the ways in which I have failed others, in which I have hurt others, I have sinned against God, and to hear again very clearly from God, for the sake of my Son Jesus, you are forgiven. Go and sin no more. I like Lent because during this season, life is fuller. It's deeper for me because it's filled with serious things, but also many things to be thankful for. Like all of you, which was part of my pondering as I sat before worship tonight, as I saw each of you come into the meal tonight, in the almost 2 years now that I've been part of this community. What a blessing. And so I invite you into this journey of Lent, one that may hold other joys for you, other things that make it a favorite season, but also one in which you have the opportunity to grow. And so I invite you to join us as we walk with Jesus on this road to Jerusalem and the cross, to take that journey without the shortcuts that the world might put out, but to see what you might learn. I invite you to join us with our journey through Martin Luther's Small Catechism as we seek to gain a better grasp on these basics of the Christian faith, to strive together to see how this little document might change our lives. I invite you on this journey of Lent as we look for the ways God will restore us more fully into who God has created each of us to be as we grow in faith toward God, love towards one another, and generosity to all. Amen.